Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring one of my favorite people on the planet back on the show. Debbie, actually, probably in the galaxy, actually. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. She's known as the home problem solver. The co-founder of Housewares America. You see her on HSN all the time. But I know her as the cake cutter lady. Now, you know her, ladies, as the green bag lady, because she invented the green bags that so many of you use so much. But other people use the green bag. I use the cake cutter, which I'm never very far away from my cake. And it's also a pretty darn good pie cutter, too, by the way. But not donuts. It doesn't work for donuts. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
It's always wonderful to
you can see what's on my mind, can't you, David?
Oh, yeah, there's a theme.
Somebody said the other day, said Blasting Game, you gain weight. I said, yeah, I'm retaining pie.
Perfect.
It's all thanks to you, Debbie, with your cake cutter.
I'm glad I accomplished something.
And boy, that thing will really stretch out there. I can get a big old piece of cake with that thing. It's great. I love it.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. So, all right, Debbie. Debbie, you've heard me say before, is a great, not only a great entrepreneur, she's an outstanding inventor and a world-renowned inventor. And so, Debbie, we love hearing your thoughts on how to be successful and how to manage yourself and your business. Are you a list maker?
I'm not a list maker. You're not.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't really make lists.
Oh, I couldn't. I don't think I could live without a list.
Really?
I have a list every day, but you know, sometimes you get carried away with lists too.
I do sometimes, but my work. I mean, I will sometimes. I'll write things down that I want to make sure that I do. But I just I don't live and die by lists. But some people do.
Well, I think lists are important if you have a. For me, lists are more immediate. My long-term things are different. It's a different kind of list. But I actually prefer something else because come the beginning of the year, you know, of course, it's hard to believe we're only 4 weeks into the year, three weeks into the year. It feels like we've been in this year already for a very long time. But the thing that strikes me at the beginning of the year is that everybody makes a long list. And I prefer... rather than a to-do list, I prefer a to-don't list.
Oh.
Because I think a to-don't list...
My wife takes
actually,
care of that for me.
Yeah, well, I think that's a different subject.
Okay, all right.
I think my to-don't list actually helps me focus and helps me concentrate on the things that should be done as opposed to the things that many people try... I think most people overdo. They try to do too many things at one time, and one of my two don'ts is don't multitask. Even though that's contrary to the belief of many people, because I was reading some research because people were talking about multitasking, and then they said they had no time to do anything. So
yeah.
I started researching multitasking, and actually, according to a lot of psychologists, you lose 40% of your productivity by switching back and forth too much.
I don't even, you know what, I know I'm a good multitasker, and I do multitasking, but I don't think of it as multitasking. You know what I mean? I don't name it. When I'm doing it, I don't say, whoa, I'm really doing some multitasking here. I just do the work.
That's because it comes naturally to you.
But you can't multitask effectively to me if you don't know what your priorities are.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. You apparently are very effective at doing that, because you, and I know you, and you are detail-oriented. People who multitask who aren't detail-oriented, when they switch back and forth, they drop things. They drop details. And it's very important not to do that, because I always feel like you do it, if you do it right, you do it once. If you do it fast, you do it over.
Well, here's one other quick thing, and just before we go to a break, and I want to come back to this, and that is, you make sure that when you're tasking, multi or otherwise, that you haven't lost control of finishing a project. This idea of just managing things and never finishing it and getting it off your desk.
That's where all the stress comes from.
That's where multitasking becomes a fool's errand.
If you
don't
finish,
you got to wrap it up. I want you to help us talk about that after these messages, because I see this a lot. A lot of people are multi-managers, but they're not multi-finishers. Quick break. Right back with the wonderful Debbie Meyer. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.